Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Special actions that would extend moose hunting in one unit and close it in another will be considered at an upcoming federal subsistence board meeting. The subsistence board meets on August 8th, beginning at 1:30. During the meeting, the board will consider wildlife special action requests 2404 and 2406. Temporary wildlife special action 2404, submitted by Wrangell St. Elias National Park Subsistence Resource Commission, requests to extend the fall moose season in the portion of Unit 12 with the Tetlin National Wildlife Refuge and the Wrangell St. Elias National Preserve northeast of the Pickerel Lake Winter Trail hunt area by 10 days from September 20th to September 30th for the 2024 and 2025 seasons. The proponent states locals are having a difficult time harvesting moose because they are not moving around until late September due to warmer weather in the fall. A public hearing was held on May 29th. Special action request 2406, submitted by a Glen Allen resident, requests that federal public lands in Unit 13 be closed to moose hunting by non-federally qualified users for the 2024 and 25 seasons. For information on how to join the meeting, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. In Bristol Bay's Igigik District, it's not uncommon to see some boats fishing in areas of the fishery deemed illegal by the state, but this year seemed particularly bad, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Aaron Tiernan, a biologist with the department, said widespread reports of illegal fishing beyond the legal areas of Igigik Bay and the waters just outside it led him to prematurely shut down this year's fishery. "We were receiving daily phone calls between Fish and Game and wildlife troopers, multiple boats, upwards of 50 at times, fishing outside of the district," Tiernan said. Tiernan said that during the peak of the season, extra wildlife troopers flood Bristol Bay from around the state. "It's a big effort, but as fishing winds down, they start leaving to patrol other areas." The Igigik District technically reopened on Monday morning at 9 a.m., but so close to the end of the season, many crews decided to just stop fishing. A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment charging two men with illegally killing a brown bear on a national wildlife refuge in Alaska, violating the Lacey Act. According to court documents, between May 9th and May 12th of 2022, Richard McAtee, 46, and Arlen Franz, 51, both of Montana, conspired together to possess and transport a brown bear that they illegally killed in the Alaska Peninsula National Wildlife Refuge. McAtee was arrested Wednesday night in Montana. The indictment alleges that one of the men was a non-resident hunting without a contract with a master guide, and that the bear was shot and killed before the legal season to hunt brown bear had opened, and the same day the hunter had been airborne in violation of state and federal laws. It also alleges the defendant salvaged the hide of the illegally taken brown bear in the field and transported it from the Alaska Peninsula to a local hunting lodge, and from there to Port Moeller and then to Anchorage. The National Wildlife Refuge system consists of federal land set aside by Congress as a national network of lands and waters for the conservation, management, and, where appropriate, restoration of fish, wildlife, and plant resources and their habitats within the United States for the benefit of the present and future generations of Americans. The defendants are charged with one count of conspiracy and two counts of violating the Lacey Act. McAtee made his initial court appearance on Thursday before the U.S. District Court for the District of Montana. If convicted, they face up to 5 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors.
For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.